Welcome to the highly anticipated 227th episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. And believe it or not, podcasting has only been around for 15 years, and the show has been going on for 5, so we're right in that sweet spot where we weren't really, can't call ourselves pioneers, but we're not noobs. We didn't just start doing this, so we're right in the creamy nougat last third where we won't be noticed really, and you know, it's next to impossible to get noticed or gain any traction. So you know, right in the shit. Yeah, we're in a good hiding spot, and I think episode 227 is probably the perfect place to slip in some real dirt, you know, some real secrets, industry secrets. You know, whatever we can do to shake things up, give some fucking juicy gossip. So yeah, I'm your mysterious host, Absolute Deicide. I'm still keeping with the anonymity, anonymous, and being anonymous is what I was going for there. They can't take that away from me. And equally obscure is the website, www.gruntfreepress.com, which coincidentally has a review for the game Obscure on there. So, Obscure Podcast, I did an Obscure review for a game called Obscure, which is kind of an obscure horror game. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. If you remember email, I don't know. No, nobody does? Okay, fine. Do you remember video games? So, yeah, people used to be amazed by them. Just the fact that you could manipulate images on a screen yourself. Like, that was a big deal. That was the whole thing. Like, about, like, whoa, like, that's how it all started. Or fucking, like, oh, I can make a dot move on the screen. I can do it myself. It's pretty fucking crazy, you know? So now we get bullshit like Death Stranding, which kind of makes me wish they would just go away. Like, people would just stop making games altogether. So, full disclosure on that, I still haven't played Death Stranding myself. But I swear, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been playing fucking video games for a long fucking time. Because I called what the reaction to Death Stranding was going to be. Not so much like the review scores, really. Some of the big outlets, there were a couple of them that couldn't even really justify giving it a good score. You know, it's like fucking like, oh, well, again, the reviews were fucking, it's like these long-ass fucking, you know, 3-page-long reviews. And then, like, you know, it's pretty much the same. Like, this game is pretty fucking boring and shit. Like, you know, I didn't really like playing it, but I don't know, like a 7, I guess, or like a 6, like, because they can't just be like, this game just actually blows. But, you know, you still get, like, you know, hey, the game's not for everybody. It's repetitive. It's boring. The story makes no sense. The cutscenes go on for way too long. You have to look at it as a piece of art rather than like just a video game. It's not really anything you would willingly sit down and play. You know, it's like fucking, I wouldn't really recommend playing this, but, you know, and then, yeah, wait for it. They have to throw this in here too. These exact words were said verbatim, or as close as my shitty memory can remember it, can make it. I was listening to the Game Informer show podcast. Totally, we're going to get into some seedy gossip here. Inter-podcast wars, you know, we really fucking go after the competition. So yeah, so I was listening to the Game Informer podcast, which is fucking like imploded, by the way. They're down, like, you know, Game Informer, like half, most of their staff just fucking like get fucking laid off. And now the host of their podcast is Andy McNamara, who was, you know, he's like the head and the founder of the magazine, who started it like whatever 20 years ago when it was actually a magazine. I guess it's still a magazine, I think. I fucking got it. I used to get it all the time. I used to fucking, you know, like way back when, but I haven't in like, I don't know, a decade over that. So now he's the host of their podcast, who's not a good host at all. I mean, I'm not to hold that against him, because neither am I. You know, he just started too. So I was fucking, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years. I'm still terrible. I'm not even really hosting anything. I'm not fucking talking to anybody, but if you want to consider that hosting, I don't know. I think that's kind of a joke that I call myself a host. I'm just fucking like talking like an idiot. But yeah, so I'm listening to the fucking Game Informer show. And yeah, what a fucking shit show, you know, a self-inflicted shit show, really. That's a rant for another time, maybe, I don't know. It's just like that whole thing has kind of gone to shit. It used to be kind of my go-to. Like, there were almost always, like, the Game Informer used to just stick to games. And they stayed out of, like, the political bullshit for a long time. Yeah, so I'm listening to this show anyway. I heard, like, you know, shit-covered needles shoved directly into my ears. He says, you know, talking about Death Stranding, the game's not for everyone, which is fair enough. I mean, I understand you. If people are going to like anything, like, certain people just like little niche things that, you know, whatever. Nothing is for everybody, but... And then he says, you know, as a gamer, you know, if you play video games, you just have to play it for yourself. Like, you have to play Death Stranding. It's like an experience, like, as a gamer, like, you do, you have to fucking, like, see it for yourself and play it. Fuck you, you know? No, I don't. I don't have to fucking, like, play it. Like, I know, like, the concept of it, I see it. It's like, dude, it looks fucking boring as shit. It looks gay. Like, why am I? It's like, dude, well, you're not a gamer if you don't fucking play it, like, that type of thing. It's like, no, you know, that's the classic, like, Kojima get out of jail free card, was where it's like, oh, we put you up on a pedestal, you know, the game comes out, it sucks, but I mean, let's save face here by pretty much just like advertising, like, you know, just like, dude, you know, you have to play it. It's like, oh, how's the game? You have to play it for yourself. You have to fucking buy it and play it and whatever. Go make it go more viral than it is that we've been pushing it for however fucking long, like 3 years or whatever the fuck, however long this game's been going on for. And that's like saying, you know, if you play games, like, you have to play Call of Duty every year. Like, you just have to play it. You know, it's like fucking, some people don't like it. Like, it doesn't matter if you like it or not, but, you know, they put a lot of money into it, you know, so you have to, as a gamer, you just have to play. It's like, you might have played some, you didn't like them, but you just have to play. You just have to play it and play the multiplayer for 200 hours every fucking year. If you don't prestige in Call of Duty every year, you're not a fucking real gamer. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, well, some people have played it. Some people don't like first-person shooters. They don't like whatever reason. You know, they don't like certain multiplayer. They don't like this or that. They don't like Call of Duty. Don't fucking play it. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody. It's like, oh, dude, you have to play it because I played it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to experience it. It's like, no, you don't. Or, like, you have to play fucking Fortnite because it's popular. You know, you can't call yourself a gamer if you don't play the fucking topic du jour. You know what I mean? Whatever's fucking popular right now, you have to play it. Whatever's, like, in the news or whatever. Like, you got to fucking keep up with that shit. Which is just like a self, you know, fucking self-propelling fucking, you know, wheel of shit. I'm just like, again, it's like these fucking outlets to you. Like, they're the ones who fucking, like, build up the hype. And then whatever it is comes out, and it's like, oh, you know, you have to fucking play it because we hyped it up. And, you know what I mean? It's fucking stupid. Even that's like the complete opposite reaction you should be having if you played video games for any length of time. I mean, you should know what you like, what looks interesting to you, you know what I mean? So you develop a taste for shit, and not like fucking like, oh god, like, this is new or it's different, or, you know, in the case of a fucking Kojima game, of just fucking like, whoa, it's weird, like, you know what I mean? It's some weird, different shit, like fucking, it's weird and fucking boring, and it makes no sense, like, oh, it must be art, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, fuck you, like, pretty much, like, just like, no, dude, it's just, I'm not doing it, not falling for that, not falling for that shit again. So believe me, it's not about even like the $60. It's not like fucking like, ooh, I'm not gonna spend fucking $60 on some game I might not like. I don't fucking care. I drop fucking stupid money on stupid games. I drop fucking money on games I know I'm not gonna like, you know what I mean? I'll fucking just like, I'm probably gonna hate this, but I should just fucking play it just so I can talk. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't think twice about that. It's more of the fucking time. Like, that's the thing. That's the problem. Like, I know, I pretty much know exactly what my reaction to Death Stranding will be. Here's a review for a game I didn't play, and I've watched maybe like 5 minutes of fucking gameplay footage of it. And it's like, all right, you know, the graphics are nice. The fucking graphics look really good. God, this game is fucking boring. Why am I playing this? You know, it's a big game that just came out, you know, it's in the news, whatever, it's fucking being hyped up right now. I guess I have to do it just as a gamer, as a fucking reviewer, I have to play this, whatever, divisive game, so I can have an informed opinion on it. And then, you know, cut to, like, 40 hours later, fucking like, oh, I'm still playing this fucking piece of shit, what the fuck, oh, great, now I'm done, and I got nothing out of it, and it was gay. That's my Death Stranding review. That's like every fucking Hideo Kojima game ever made. What a fucking scam that guy's got going on there. You know, he gets paid to make like some of the most expensive games out there. Then he keeps everything as vague as possible before release. So he had to like hype it up and be like, oh no, this is going to be different. Like, it's not going to be some fucking fruity fucking art shit that doesn't make any sense or whatever, and just fucking nonsense. You know, it's just like, oh, this is just like so advanced and deep. And then the game comes out and access journalists don't know what the fuck they just played. You know what I mean? But they're starstruck by this fucking Kojima guy, you know, this legendary Kojima guy. He's been in the fucking industry for whatever, 30 years or whatever, and made all these fucking like hits, and all the other journalists have fucking said, you know, he comes out on fucking award shows with smoke and fucking, you know, sparklers and shit, and fucking, you know, he's fucking just like raised up on a fucking wire or whatever, like flying in like he's a god. It's like, oh dude, just Kojima. So it must have been good, whatever I played. I don't know what the fuck it was. I thought I was bored the whole time. I was just zoning out, but it must be good, right? Otherwise they just wasted 40 hours of their lives. And you know, they don't want to spoil anything, so it's just like, yeah, okay, you just have to play it for yourself. It's fucking see how amazing it is, you know what I mean? For yourself, you just have to play it, I guess. I just played it, and yeah, I have a vague opinion as well of what just happened. Like, I can't really describe anything interesting that I played for 40 hours, so you just play it yourself, I guess, and you fucking decide. Yeah, the game comes out, it's fucking hyped to shit by all the previews and the reviews and all that. You know, even if they're not good reviews, it's just, you know, again, you still have to play it for yourself. Like, and then like real people play it, like real, just normal people fucking play the game, and they also don't know what the fuck they just played. But you know, it's like, well, you know, it got good reviews, and they just, again, they wasted fucking $60 and 40 hours of time, so. It's also just like, well, I didn't get bamboozled. Like, it must have been good. You know, it fucking, yeah, again, nope, you're not getting me again, you fucking slant-eyed hack. I have better things to do with my time. Like, play Hell House. Yeah, this game called Hell House. Consider this a preview for a certain annual tradition that we have here. Because, yeah, I only played Hell House for, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes, and then I was just fucking like, all right, I gotta stop. I'm just gonna, like, bank this one for later, for fucking, like, next year. Probably October next year, Hell House, I'll do a full run through. Yeah, Hell House is one of these Xbox indies that was on the 360. Those fucking trash fires that were just fucking just, no, like, anybody could just put on. It's like, here's my Xbox indie game. And you kind of, like, fucking, like, go through and scroll through all this shit and just fucking, like, pick random ones that look fucking funny. Hell House is a full motion video game with the game in quotes. Like, you know how when, like, say, like, another like full motion video game, like fucking like Dragon's Lair or something like that. You have to push buttons that correspond to actions on the screen. Like, you know, it'll be like fucking an enemy on the right side of the screen or something. You have to like hit right and press the attack button, or, you know, tell you to like Dragon's Lair would like flash on the left side of the screen. So you have to hit the fucking the joystick to the left and up and down and like try to like avoid shit. Or like Night Trap, where there's an actual game there where, you know, you're switching cameras and you're trying to hit the traps at the right time and all that shit. You're trying to catch vampires in fucking like Night Trap. Well, yeah, Hell House just said, you know, fuck all that. Like fuck even trying to make a game. Like, it's just, it's literally just a movie playing. Like a bottom of the barrel Z grade, just bad. Not even like so bad it's good. Like, not funny bad. Just fucking just worthless. It's worthless fucking horror movie that's playing, which is pretty much like somebody's like home video. It's not even like a good homemade horror movie. Just like fucking, I don't know, dude. Here's some lady walking through a house for 10 minutes. So you get this girl walking around the house, and I think she's seeing like shit. Like, she sees like an old man in a chair and like a moose head and shit, or possibly like dishes are getting thrown around and they're flying at her head by a ghost or something. I have no fucking clue what was going on, because yeah. So the entire time that the movie's playing, like the video is playing, just going. And it's just a movie, and there are these button prompts, like these button icons scrolling across the top of the screen. Then you have to match it with there's like a circle, and as soon as, you know, it's scrolling, then it hits the circle in the center. You just have to fucking like match whatever button that is, just the button prompts hitting them at the right time. Because Guitar Hero was a thing that was popular at the time. So, yeah, I mean, there's no way to just, like, you can't watch the movie and play what they consider the game at the same time. It's just completely fucking dividing your attention. The movie's playing, fucking buttons are like, what you have to do is at the top of the screen that you just can't take your eyes off of. You know, it's just like every 5 seconds you gotta be pressing a button. You see them all coming through in a row. So yeah, the game is just hitting that's all. It's hitting like these random buttons on the fucking screen. So yeah, what a goddamn terrible idea. Even at like the conception level, the very basic level of like what not to do in your video game step, like, we probably shouldn't do this. Just a bad fucking setup we have going here. Like, you know, don't split people's attention so it's impossible to look at the focus of your game. Or, you know, it's like fucking like the movie is just like, we have this movie. I don't know if they fucking made it. It might just be some fucking, I don't know, like public domain shitty movie they just had and threw on there. But it looks like it's from like the fucking like 70s, you know what I mean? But you can't watch it, you know. At least it's a fucking movie. But, and then, you know, it's a movie that somebody made, and then like, hey, here's fucking scrolling buttons. Like, that's what you have to look at if you're trying to play it. And they also made it hard too. like if you miss, I think if you miss three fucking buttons, it's game over. So you have to be like near perfect with them. Like, it has to be like right in the center when you press them. Yeah, it's just fucking hitting, is all it is, hitting fucking buttons. But eventually it's just fucking like, I don't know, you hit the fucking wrong button, you let it go for a half a second, and it's like, oh, there's a hit, and it takes like three hits, it just fucking ends. But, you know, it's different. I've never played anything quite like it, so, you know, if you consider yourself a gamer, you have to play it. I know that Xbox Indies don't exist anymore, like, I don't think you can even fucking get that now, but yeah, the fact that it's probably impossible to download, that makes it that much more avant-garde, you know, makes it really artsy, because it's just like a very few people probably own Hell, and I'm one of them, so you know, that makes me like the truest gamer of all, I guess. So the Outer Worlds, on the other hand, the Outer Worlds is very similar to games you've already played, so fuck it, I guess. It's, you know, whatever. It's actually pretty okay. It's an okay game. After putting some more time into it, I'm still not in love with it. I wouldn't even say it's growing on me. It's just kind of like a warm plate of comfort food, just sitting on my crotch. So one thing I do like about it, for an open world RPG like this, though it's not, you know, not technically open world in that sense, the way you would typically think of an open world game, but it, you know, it's structured like one where it's hub based, I would say. So you have like very limited options for, you know, where you can travel at first. It's pretty linear. You start out on a small planet, like, you know, map size wise, like the amount of place, like the area that you can actually walk around in that first world. Pretty small. Then you get your ship working, named the Unreliable, a ship called the Unreliable, because, you know, that's cute, right? So, you know, you have access to your ship, and then it's like, all right, well, now you can just go to like the next area, which is just like the first area you can go to after that initial planet. It's just like, well, here's like another like ship you can go to. It's like a fucking, you know, a bigger ship. That's, you know, it's kind of like a space station, I guess. I think the lore, with it, it's called like the Groundbreaker. I think it was supposed to be like a freighter, like a, you know, big fucking cargo ship that was repurposed into like a space station. So, you know, you go there, then you have like, and after you finish that, you know, that level or whatever, then you have like access to, it's like, all right, well, now you have like the coordinates to these like two other places you can go to from there, pretty much. So, you know, it's very BioWare, very like Knights of the Old Republic. It was just like, it's just taking you step by step. It's not, here's a fucking ton of shit. It's not just like open, just go fucking fly around, do whatever. It's just very fucking like, all right, you open, finished one area, here's another one. Maybe you have like a side area to go to. It's just, again, it's very, very BioWare in both good and bad ways. You know, it definitely feels like it's a throwback, which was promised. I mean, that's what they were talking about. Like, I always want to bring back the old school, you know, BioWare type RPGs. I think that they delivered on that promise. So I'm somewhere in the middle of as to whether I like the old Outer Worlds or not. So I'm about 15 hours in, maybe, and yeah, it's still kind of difficult at this point to grasp like the scope of the game. It's just like, yeah, you go to a new map, and it's like, all right, well, the areas are small. I wouldn't even call them like dense either, as far as like fucking like, oh, it's not just, you're not opening every fucking cabinet and looking through these fucking like very detailed, you're not picking up objects and fucking like looking at them and all that shit. And so it's like, all right, it seems pretty small. Then you get like a new area, and as soon as you like enter a new map, at first it seems like it's going to be like this epic planet or whatever. Because, you know, you get off your ship and it's fucking like, oh wow, it just looks like, you know, you can see way out in the fucking horizon, and there's all this shit going on. Then it's fucking, it's like, then you step out there, you start like looking around, there'll be like maybe a couple outposts where it's like you just go to these places and talk to people, and they'll give you quests, and then maybe it's like a hidden cave or two off the main path, and, you know, you're rummaging through some drawers and shit. Maybe get caught stealing, which is, when you get caught stealing, it's stupidly easy to talk your way out of it. Even with like a, I think you have like a 20 points into like the lie skill or whatever, or like persuade or whatever it is. And if somebody sees you stealing, like a colonist or something will see you, and they just like run up to you and they're like, hey, what do you think you're doing? And then it's fucking like, oh, just use like persuade to, and then like your response is, oh, nothing. And okay, fine, okay then. And they just kind of like walk away. Which I'm fine with, because, you know, fuck knows I don't want to fucking sneak around the whole game like a queer, or like save scum every time I try to like take a box of fucking noodles or whatever. It's just fucking, they made it like really easy. It's just fucking, it's like, ah, if you just open up shit, if you want to just like steal a bunch of shit, that's fine. As long as you have like the very minimal like fucking points into like your dialogue skills, you'll be able to just talk your way out of it. If you get caught multiple times, you lose reputation with whatever faction you're stealing from, I guess. But yeah, at this point, I don't know what the fuck that means or whatever. I think it's like you might get like discounts or whatever if you're trying to buy shit from different vendors or something. But it's just like, I don't know, dude. So it's just been like, fuck, I'm just like stealing like pretty much everything. And then every now and then, just someone's like, hey, what are you doing? nothing. Okay. Like that's fucking the fucking, extent of getting caught. So I'm like 15 hours in, and yeah, there's not a hell of a lot going on, really. It's just seems like fetch quests mostly. I couldn't really tell you what the main conflict is, what the main story is, you know, if there is one. Maybe it's just a little fucking, just complete these little quests and that's going to be the game. You get taken out of hypersleep at the beginning by a scientist, a mad scientist, maybe. I'm not even really fucking sure. You don't have like that much interaction with them, really. I mean, the ship that you were on, the Hope, that you were in fucking hypersleep in or whatever. I guess that ship was thought to be lost or destroyed or something like that. And that scientist like finds the lost ship and fucking like DeFrosty or whatever, and like now you have to like run errands for this guy to help. He wants you to do all the shit, and then like he'll help resuscitate the rest of your crewmates that are still frozen or whatever. Not really shit. Like I still know what the fuck the point is. I don't know if the scientist is supposed to be like this, the fucking like bad, is he like the villain of the fucking story? Is he like just like some random dude? Like, I don't know. Like he's wanted, by society at large, I guess, in the game. Like you see these fucking like wanted posters up for him or whatever. People will talk about him or ask if you know where he is or whatever. But yeah, I think the game is trying to paint like the corporate run world in this fucking like where you, like the time period you're in or whatever, like the fucking like the in the fiction is fucking just like society is like some kind of like nightmare dystopia kind of, but again, even that's not really fucking like clear either. Like it seems like they're trying to say, isn't fucking like branding and advertising and working for a giant conglomerates. Like, isn't that these giant all these people working for these fucking like companies and they're indentured servants. Like, isn't it fucking like awful and soul sucking? But then at the same time is trying to remain like relatable, you know what I mean? Where people still, it's like, oh, it's like, well, these guys are still like following sports and they have like their favorite baseball players and toss ball, you know, it's different, I guess. They call it toss ball, like whatever the fuck it is. There's still fucking like, you know, organized crime and this like tight knit, whatever, like tied down corporate, you know, bureaucracy. But still, it's like, oh no, well, so we still do, oh, you can steal some shit for me or blah, blah, blah. And, still fucking pockets of homeless people. And the citizens are still getting drunk at bars and they're starting fucking fights and, it's just this very fucking just wishy-washy message about something. Like, I don't even know. Again, like, I just don't know what the fuck the game is even trying to say. It's just fucking like, it's just very middle of the road of just fucking like, it's kind of the same, but, you know, we're trying to be, you know, make it so you can fucking like understand what all these different characters, but the characters are kind of blah, you know? And the ironic thing is fucking Obsidian is now wholly owned and operated as part of the Microsoft Game Studio brand of product. So, that kind of dulls the fucking edge of any kind of social commentary they were going for. If it's fucking like anti-whatever, you know, anti-fucking corporations, and then it's fucking like, oh, we're also at Microsoft now. So, there's plenty of... it seems like there's plenty of like world building in the game, but there's just not much actual plot substance. Like, you can fucking go into these different computer terminals and you're, you know, reading people's private emails and looking at, you know, these messages, clipboard things like lying around. Whenever you engage in dialogue with NPCs, it's just fucking like long list of options and fucking responses to learn about, you know, every character is just telling you all about their fucking past and in like great detail about fucking like, oh, and in fucking, you know, 10 years ago, I was fucking lived on this colony. Now I moved here. This is better because of this and blah, blah. It's like, sure, this person is fucking, you know what I mean? This person is kind of a dick, but, you know, it's like that everywhere. And so, So, like, none of that shit, like, goes anywhere, you know? It never, like, ties into any kind of, like, grander narrative. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, that's fucking fascinating that you've been a fucking indentured servant for Spacer's Choice for your entire life. But on the other hand, you seem fine. Like, you just seem like a fucking normal person, just fucking, like, I don't know, walking around. And, you know, it's like fucking, like, talking. And, you know, you want, like, some shit. You want some fucking pills and some booze and fucking, like, it's like, oh, you seem like you're fucking just living a normal life, so it can't be that bad. I mean, maybe the game is pro-slavery. Like, maybe I'm missing the whole point. Maybe they're just fucking, like, oh, you know, I'm just fucking actually trying to bring back fucking Slatha. Maybe that's the real message. No, it's like fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you say, like, you know, they're trying to make it seem like it's bad, but it's like, oh, you're still giving me an attitude. If I ask you something like off, a little bit rude, like, they'll still, like, get mad at you or whatever. So, again, as long as they're not fucking, like, painting these people as, like, these corporate robots, really, it's just fucking, it's like, oh, you have a job, okay? Like, you're at your job now, and I guess, and then it seems like you have off time again, because it's fucking, like, bars and shit everywhere. So, otherwise, they're pretty, like, not, like, monotone, you know, like, fucking, like, oh, what's that? You want me to go get some fucking, like, caffeine pills or whatever? Like, okay, I guess, like, that wasn't very fucking difficult to acquire, so here you go, you know what I mean? I gotta go fucking take some caffeine pills and maybe feed my slaves, I don't know, we'll see how they were acting. I just ended up hanging them all. So, as I'm playing the Outer Worlds, as I'm playing the Outer Worlds, I mostly feel sleepy because, you know, hearing these intentionally dull, usually, characters, like hearing them talk and just looking at them in that close-up view, yeah, I kind of start, like, nodding off. You know, I'm kind of, like, jolted awake by silence of, like, you know, when the game wants me to respond. And the voice acting in the game is good, but, you know, just all the dialogue is so scripted. You know, it's very, like, canned. You know, it's two or more characters are talking, you know, and it's fucking, you know, if they're two NPCs are, like, interacting with each other, it's just fucking like, all right, one person says the line, then it's fucking, you know, my line, pause, your line, pause, my line, your line. You know, like, they're clearly not even in the same room as each other when they were recording their dialogue or, You know, it's not even like they're fucking, like, you know, they're not like reacting to each other. You can tell, like, it's just fucking like, all right, he has this clip of this person talking. Okay, now play the other clip. You know what I mean? Like it's very, you can just tell it's very just segmented, scripted. But, you know, it also reminds me of Fallout New Vegas in another way. Reminder, I'm not really a fan of New Vegas. But yeah, it's just, you know, the focus is on the characters who I just find kind of dull. So even if like the story pacing picks up in the game later on, and it, you know, maybe it ends with the fucking biggest, most impressive fucking battle in video game history, I don't fucking know. You know, if that does happen in the Outer Worlds, hopefully it doesn't fucking crash the game like it did in fucking New Vegas. It was a fucking mess when that shit came out. So yeah, in the back of my head as I'm playing, you know, I'm having like these 15 minute conversations about nothing with fucking every vendor that I come across. I'm thinking fucking, you know, zzz, you know, it's like, dude, I don't want to, like, even as I'm playing, I'm just fucking like, I know what I don't want to do is fucking play this ever again. Like, I don't want to hear that person's fucking story again. At least for like a long time, probably not fucking ever, because it's just kind of like tedious. Again, wherever the fuck this is like building up to, if it does build up to something fucking cool, it's just like, I would never want to fucking play these 15 hours again, like ever. Same reaction to like New Vegas, where I'm like, you know, maybe I'm misremembering New Vegas. Like, maybe it's improved now that some of the bugs are fixed and shit. Maybe we should go back to it. Then just think of like all the time in New Vegas, I'm just fucking like that view, talking to somebody, dude, for like hours, and fucking like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, the combat still pretty good, and still, like, I do like it when I can just shoot shit. You know, I like how they combine the fast, quick, you know, kill and death time first person shooting with, you know, this can, you know, be still an RPG of stats and loot and fucking these abilities and shit, and your companions are with you, they help out. I just hope there's more of it. Yeah, I just hope later on this is more interesting combat and like encounters, more fucking creatures and all this shit. Because I mean, thus far, I barely feel like I've even got like a firm grasp on even how most of it works. You know, your companions have abilities, like these unique abilities that you can activate. And it's like, you know, you can spend points to like boost their threat level, so enemies will target them more frequently. And I'm gathering like up all these cool sounding weapons. It's like, oh, you know, I have a shrink ray and a fucking inferno scythe and fucking a vortex hammer, like that type of shit. But I'm leveling up and I'm getting like all this new loot so frequently that I haven't even really, and like doing combat so seldomly that I haven't really had a chance to fuck around with all that shit, you know, because there's really been no need. I'm just fucking running around like a fucking revolver and whatever, you know. You just run into a pack of marauders and just hit the fucking VATS, the time dilation, the not VATS fucking slow down shit. Just like, all right, hit that, headshot a couple people, take cover behind some rocks, and just kind of pop up and shoot it out. Again, it's fun, but I don't really need, or I don't really want to either, like, start fucking with, like, all these fucking weapon mods I'm collecting and all this shit. Trying to make, like, a melee-only build, or pump points into, like, the science skills so that, you know, the effectiveness of, like, the shrink ray and all these fucking, like, weird, exotic, like, science weapons. You put points that the higher your science skill is, the more damage you do with them, but it's just like, well, I'm not really focusing on that, so it's just, I'm just pretty standard, just fucking like I'm shooting with assault rifles and all that. You know, I have a pistol, a fucking rifle, and an energy weapon equipped for fucking like robots. Like, the energy weapons do more damage, so I have like that. And it's like, all right, so we have like the highest level weapons that I found that do the most damage. Then it's fucking, you know, you have to access workbenches to repair your weapons, or you can spend money and parts and shit to like tinker with them, which will like slightly improve some of their stats. Or, you know, you have like fucking tons of these fucking like mods that do different shit, add like fucking status effects to them and all this, all that shit. But I don't want to spend the time doing all that shit. I don't want to, you know, I know like the next fucking hour of the game is going to be spent talking anyway, like not even getting into combat. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go get an ID card for somebody and return it, and then I'm going to level up, and then I'm going to just find better fucking weapons and shit anyway. So it's like, I'm not going to really go all in, you know, going into the fucking fine details of modding and tinkering with all my weapons. I'm just going to find better shit, and like within the next fucking combat encounter I'm going to get into, I'm just going to get a better weapon off of somebody anyway. So fuck it, you know. Yeah, one of those things where it's like, maybe, you know, if I hit level cap at some point, which I don't think is anytime soon, the game's not even supposed to be that long. I'm just fucking leveling up like very quickly, and there's still have like a ton of shit I can put points into, so I don't think I'm even near that. But it, you know, until that happens where I'm not going to level up anymore, like I'm just going to be finding the same like level weapons and shit. I just don't see the point of getting attached to like some random fucking hunting rifle that you found on the ground that does plenty of fucking damage as it is anyway. Higher difficulties and shit and doing different builds. Like maybe that would matter, but I'm just playing on normal. It's fucking like, I don't know, dude. It's like, combat's kind of fun. It's fine how it is. I'm not going to fuck around too much. But another thing that's kind of pointless in the Outer Worlds, flaws. So there's a system where if you get hurt by the same source multiple times, you have the option to take a flaw, which, going back to the Fallout comparison, just kind of like, was it like traits or whatever, or perks, I guess, where you're trading off some, you get like a positive aspect for like some like negative. It's kind of like, you know, if it's like, oh, it's going to boost you this way, but it's going to take away something else, you know? So let's say you keep taking fall damage, then a prompt will pop up on screen. Like, it's like, oh, you know, you've taken a lot of fall damage. Do you want to take this afraid of heights flaw or whatever? You know, and then it tells you what will happen, where you'll get stat penalties whenever you're high up near a ledge. It was something like, you know, -2 perception and -20% firearm accuracy or something like that. And the flip side is, it's like, well, we'll give you like a perk point that you can go spend on whatever you want in this skill tree. So now, in theory, that's supposed to add flavor and like more depth to your character build, I guess, but you know, it's just like, well, here's some, you know, you can just jig around more, you know, fuck around with more stat points and move around, I guess. You know, from a pure gameplay perspective, I have no fucking way of knowing like how often like that would affect me. Like, how often in this game am I gonna be like high up in this fucking, that this flaw is going to fuck with me. It was going to fuck with my stats, or, you know, how many fucking, it's like, oh, you know, get burned or, you know, get hit by plasma weapons. It's like, oh, do you want to take a flaw that's going to make you take more fucking plasma damage and shit. But I don't know how many of those fucking plasma based enemies I'll be fighting later on. So it's like, I can take this penalty. It could be this fucking debilitating penalty that I'm giving myself for, I don't know, like, what fucking perk am I going to get? I'm just going to spend this one perk point. It's like, well, you can carry a few more pounds in your inventory because I'm too lazy to fucking break down all the fucking junk that I'm lugging around, which I usually do take those perks. I am fucking, it's like, I just want to pick up a bunch of shit and not think about my fucking encumbrance until I really have to. It's like, yeah, that's cool, but this is going to make, like, I don't know, half the game harder? I have no idea. Is it going to make, like, one encounter fucking harder? I don't know. Yeah, when I was reading, like, the previews for the game, I was under the impression that if you took, like, a flaw, it was going to do, like, some really crazy, unique shit, like Eternal Darkness, like, Sanity effect type shit, where, I don't know, like, or if you didn't take, like, that afraid of heights thing, like, you'd be, it's like, oh, if you're near a ledge, your character would get, like, vertigo, and maybe, like, the screen would, like, warp and distort, and it'd be, like, wobbly. Maybe it does do that, like, I don't know, I because the fucking, but the in-game description that it's popping up, like, what it's telling you, it just makes it sound like it's like, oh, you're just gonna fucking jigger around to fucking, like, stats and shit. It's like, I don't want to fucking do that, so I haven't even fucking taken any. I'm just fucking, it doesn't sound like helpful or like fun. Like, I'm not gonna fucking do that. The Outer Worlds. Great game on paper, I guess. You know, again, it's a fucking B-movie sci-fi setting. This highly customizable old school. Well, I mean, what's considered old school RPG now, I guess, because I'm old, but, yeah, it sounds great. Then you play it and it's fucking, yeah, you know, I'm not really like giving up on it quite yet, but it's just one of those games I have to try to like hype myself up for before I start playing, where it's fucking just like, all right, there's going to be a lot of fucking exposition I'm going to have to fucking sit through, and it's going to be fucking brutally slow. So, all right, brain, like, just fucking know what you're getting into, because it's gonna be fucking a lot of this shit as soon as I start playing. Unlike Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which is mindless twitch based action all of the time, and I don't really mean that as a pejorative. I mean, you hear fucking people like, oh, you know, this fucking story based, basically a fucking movie game that doesn't stimulate your reptile brain every second. Well, I was like, why don't you go play Call of Duty? It's like, all right, dude, sounds pretty good to me. You know who says stuff like that? Faggots like Hideo Kojima. So yeah, I've crossed the line in Modern Warfare, which is kind of inevitable in fucking every Call of Duty game that I played, where now I'm only playing hardcore, like the hardcore playlist. I can't really go back to fucking like the normal shit. It's like, once you cross that line, once you go hardcore, you can't go back for more or something. Yeah, I'm only doing fucking the hardcore game types, the hardcore team deathmatch, domination, and search and destroy. That's about it. I'm just kind of locked in. And yeah, I mean, that shit's pretty awesome. You know, it's just, while you're playing that, you're constantly engaged, and, you know, death can fucking come from anywhere in a fucking second. This is fucking, you know, you just never know. It's just fucking, it's fucking dead in a second. So what the fuck just happened? I don't know. I guess I got a headshot from somebody in a fucking alley somewhere. I didn't fucking look over there. You know, ideally, you're supposed to be checking every corner and every room that you walk into, and using your scope to look out for anybody like trying to snipe down any like long distance fucking sight lines in the map and like all that shit. And you just really have to fucking know that like every corner of the fucking map before you even like start like really getting good at it, which I'm not. I mean, it's fucking, the weird thing with hardcore is you always have like these back and forth games where it's fucking one game is, dude, I can't fucking do anything. I just keep spawning and dying in 2 seconds. And you get the flip side of that where it's fucking like, oh, dude, it's fucking actually just fucking, you know, it's just like, you feel like you're on fucking fire and just fucking just every corner is like, oh, just fucking snap to somebody, bam, bam, bam. You know, it's just, you get like fucking like both sides, you know. It's never, always an adventure with hardcore. It really is hardcore. You know, whoever wins the matches strips the other team naked and makes them get on top of each other in a pyramid formation. And then forcibly makes them masturbate while you take pictures of them. So, yeah, I tried doing some normal games again. Just fucking, I'm like, all right, well, I was trying to get some of the challenges done, like the, whatever, the daily challenges or like the barracks challenges. You have to get like whatever, however many kills with these certain weapons. And so I guess it'll probably be easier with the fucking radar and all that bullshit. So I tried doing normal, and even though, like I said, the fucking time to kill people is like significantly lower than previous fucking Call of Duty games. It would take like an entire clip to kill somebody. Now it's like half a clip, maybe. It's still not hardcore, you know. They even, in the playlist, they even swapped out that night vision game type for this one called realism mode. Which gives you very few HUD elements, you know. So you have like there's no radar in the realism one either. There's no hit markers. I don't think there's any like nameplates above people's heads, maybe, like shit like that. I don't think there's even like a kill feed. Like, it's even more stripped down than if you just do like the hardcore or regular hardcore. I think it's fucking just like less shit to even like clutter up like anything. It's just pretty straight, you know, stripped down. Just fucking like nothing like popping up on screen type of thing. But even then, they give you like standard health for some reason. So it's just like, you can definitely hardcore is like almost one shot, one kill. As fucking, you get a few like body shots and people will drop with just about any weapon. But it's still like going to fucking like the realism thing where it's like, oh, I feel like that person should be dead, but they're still alive, 'cause it's like the standard health. I think if they combine the two of those, like that might be something. They'd like hardcore realism would be fucking great. But yeah, I think that's what I want. I want like a realistic in quotes shooter that's not fiddly as fuck to play. You know, it's actually fun, and you're not shooting at pixels from like a mile away, and you know the pixel might be some cunt lying down in like the bushes or something. You know, it's still like action based, still like fast paced shit like that. I think I might have just described Counter-Strike, but you know, every fucking experience that I've had with Counter-Strike has been horrible. Between you know the shitty fan base it has, and yeah, getting kicked from servers, and the guys who've been fucking playing Counter-Strike exclusively for 15 years, and they play like robots now, and pretty much, yeah, we are just fucking facing robots more or less, because there's people like cheating, like rampantly fucking like cheating at that game too. So I don't know, fuck Counter-Strike. It's not hardcore enough for me. Star Wars isn't hardcore enough for me either. You know, I gave up on that franchise a long, long time ago. The Star Wars movies anyway, I'm pretty much just like done, where it's fucking just, I don't know, it's stopped. Like whatever, I said Rogue One, I think was the last one I watched, which I liked, and then like everything else surrounding Star Wars movies, I'm like, I don't want any part of this. The game from the developers who made a game called Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare came out yesterday. With the fantastic title of Star Wars Jedi, the Fallen Order. That I'll check out. That I did check out. I started playing that. And, from what I've played, which I only played it for a couple hours again. Just came out yesterday. Didn't really have that much time either. I was fucking busy doing other shit, but got out of work late, whatever. So, you know, it's a Star Wars colon Jedi colon Fallen Order. You know, it's a combination of like Uncharted, Dark Souls, and the newest God of War, like the new PS4 God of War. It feels like the opening level was like just a linear chase sequence where you're on some planet that's just filled with junk, like starship junk, Star Wars junk. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just a fucking big junkyard. I mean, that's what it might have been, but you know, it's fucking Star Wars. So like any biome or location is always like an entire planet with just like this one singular characteristic. So if you see junk, you know, if you're looking at junk, you're probably on like a junk planet, you have to assume. So yeah, that opening level that is kind of teaching you how to like run and jump and climb and shit is very reminiscent of an Uncharted game, or you know, the new Tomb Raiders. It feels like, you know, it's third person view. You know, there's real like weight to your character when you move. Like it takes a little bit moving forward before you like gain momentum, which isn't really obnoxious like it is in like an Uncharted game, because it's not like a fucking like cover shooter with those controls. You know, you're not fucking like hiding and like scrambling and like trying to like stealth kill people and shit with the shitty Uncharted controls. It's still like in more of an action game, melee combat for the most part. You have to learn like the visual cues for, you know, what you can climb on and shit, like which, you know, what walls you can jump to, and things like the left trigger, you hold it and you go into like climb mode and shit. Usually it's like some kind of like grating on the wall, but it's not like super apparent. It's kind of like they try to make it like subtle, so it looks real, you know, more realistic. It's not they don't like exactly like color code everything to make it obvious. It's not like every handhold or whatever is just look for yellow or whatever, and that's the shit you can climb up on. They don't even do that. It's just fucking, you just have to kind of figure out what that looks like, something I can climb on, and usually you can. I mean, there were like a few points, even like in the introductory level, like that opening fucking chase sequence where I had to like, you get to like a dead end, I had to stop and look around, try to figure out like what they wanted me to do. It was just fucking, this looks like there's nowhere to go. It's like, oh, there's like a rope there, or there's a fucking whatever. It's like, oh, I can jump to that wall. Like they don't like point it out really. It's just fucking, you just have to figure it out. So, you know, I did end up jumping to my death a few times, but that's okay, because they just, when that happens, if you fall off a ledge or something, They just take away a little bit of health and they fucking respawn you right on the ledge that you fell off of. So, you know, it's not fucking instant retarded death like that fucking piece of shit control game was, where it's kind of fucking, it's like, oh, you dude, you fell off a ledge in this like platforming section. It's like, oh, back to the fucking, you know, respawn point. 50 feet, you know, 100 fucking yards away. It's fucking, it's like, all right, dude, just fucking respawn you right there immediately and just a little bit of health off, so don't do it too many times. But you can, like, you don't have to worry about, like, I'm trying to experiment with what I can hang on to and trying to find these secrets, and it's not like a huge penalty if you fall, so that's good. So, yeah, so, and then, yeah, the first level, they introduced the combat by having you murder some stormtroopers, and they're like, the real deal original trilogy stormtroopers, not the fucking bullshit clone army or fucking droid army or whatever the fuck gay army they have in the new movies or whatever. It's just fucking, it's like, no, it's like the classic fucking stormtroopers and the white fucking uniforms and shit, which is good. So yeah, I mean, yeah, they start introducing like the lightsaber. You know, you have a lightsaber, you're a fucking Jedi, and the force, like the only force ability you have at first is you can slow people, like you fucking hold your hand out and just slows them down for a little bit. And you can use that for like puzzle solving, like there'll be fans, you fucking hit them with the slow-mo thing so you can pass through them and all that. So yeah, I mean, there's going to be a definite learning curve to becoming a Jedi in the game. Because, I mean, yeah, the stormtroopers are chumps, and you can, as they should be, I mean, you can cut them down pretty easily, but you know, I was still taking some hits, taking some damage, where it's like, oh, I fucked up, I get fucking hit by whatever, these guys with like these, but like electric batons and shit too that'll hit you, and you know, whatever, just getting shot, you know, shot with fucking, I died a few times to a robot shooting lasers at me. And just, you know, as you're playing, your timing has to be spot on. And kind of like Hell House. It was almost like playing Hell House. It's like, I think Star Wars, the Fallen Order, is that the fucking name of it? Well, you can really say it's like a modern day Hell House, really. I think that's what they were going for. So, you know, as you're fighting with your lightsaber, you can hold the block button, you just like block, and I think that just like negates some damage. Some of it's still going to get through if you're just blocking, but if you just press it once at the precise moment where you're going to get hit, you know, you do like a parry, like Dark Souls, where you have like a, you can do a counterattack afterwards that does a lot of damage. I don't think you can even, you need to parry the blaster bolts, and, you know, when people are shooting at you with fucking lasers and shit, you have to fucking reflect those back by parrying. And that'll kill whatever idiot shot at you, which is good. I mean, that's actually very satisfying, but, you know, it does take some skill. You know, the game is definitely not just like a button masher. I'm also playing on one of the harder difficulties, you know, the one, not like the very hardest one, but it's just, you know, there's one between normal and fucking Jedi Master or whatever. So, you know, it's fucking harder difficulty. And I think, like, so far that seems to be the way to go. You know, it's that makes it like the most, it feels like pretty Dark Souls-y, you know what I mean? Whereas fucking, it's challenging, but it's not like impossible. And, you know, you fucking go after certain fucking creatures before you have, like, you know, before you're leveled up enough, and they'll kill you in a couple hits, but you can still kill them if you fucking, you know, if you're good enough, if you get, this is the one fucking big, like, slug lizard thing that I was fighting. It's fucking, it's like, oh, I just pretty much killed me in like a hit or two. And it's like, oh, maybe I should, like, wait and come back when I'm leveled up. And then I tried it a couple times. Like, no, I can still do it. You just have to fucking, you know, be, again, just spot on with your parries and your rolls and shit, and slowing them down and, like, healing when you need to. Makes it hard, but not impossible. So yeah, after that junk planet, and a boss battle that I'm like, oh, this could be a cool boss battle. And it's fucking like, I died like pretty much immediately. But I think it's one of those deals where you, like, they want you to die. I don't think you can win it. It's just like, you have to fucking, like, lose this fucking boss battle. But yeah, that happens. And then you get a ship, and, you travel to like a jungle planet. It's kind of like a grassland planet type of thing. Has all these fucking like ruins around that you're trying to check out. for some Jedi backstory or some shit. So yeah, that's when you're introduced to like the openish worlds, like the you know, it's like, all right, well, here's just like a hub again, like a hub world type thing. You're going through, there's all sorts of side paths to explore. You get your little robot buddy, you can pull up like a map, and there's multiple levels of the map, and it shows you all the paths you can take. Some of the doors and shit will be blocked off until you gain new powers or you upgrade your droid buddy to like hack different doors and shit like that. So it seems like if you want to get everything, there's going to be a lot of like backtracking and exploration and all that shit. So, you know, I get, you know, as it was there, it's like, all right, now you have like a wall run ability. So I can get to like different areas in this fucking planet. You can fucking run on walls and shit. Which is like straight out of Titanfall. I know I said that like watching the previews of like, well, I think they show like the wall running and shit. It's like, that's pretty much Titanfall. That's what it is. It feels like the same shit, just third person. But also, so it seems pretty cool. It's like fucking, yeah, it's Tomb Raider-y. You're just fucking like, all right, there's all this shit you can do. You're just going to go back to these areas and, you know, later on, Metroid-ish, I guess, but Metroidvania, whatever the fuck you want to call it, a little bit of that, where it just seems pretty, you know, just you're going to have to go back, level up, get new shit, go back and fucking open up different areas to get experience or fucking face different, you know, bosses or whatever. Like, there's like some giant fucking creature in the distance I saw. I'm like, that's probably going to be some, you know, world boss they can face, but I couldn't even get to him, you know, probably had to go back later. But also, but once I hit like that open world, that's also where the performance of the game started to bother me. You know what I mean? Where it's fucking, you know, it fucking defaulted. Like, I started up the game and just defaulted everything to like epic quality, like ultra or whatever settings. And that seemed okay, like in that first stage, like the linear shit. It's like, oh, this is fine. You know, it's just, I'd get a little bit of stuttering every now and then, but it was playable. I'm like, all right, it's fine. It's a little fucking jank here and there. But yeah, I get to like that open world shit, and it's like, all right, well, now it's actually getting like choppy, and it's actually distracting, like how, like, you know, the screen's breaking up or whatever the fuck you call that. It's not fucking tearing, screen tearing and shit. It's like, oh, V-Sync on. I had to go through the whole fucking thing of like, do I put V-Sync on or off, even though I have a G-Sync monitor, which doesn't seem to fucking do anything. So yeah, I'm gonna have to play the PC graphics settings game, which I know is fucking, that shit's boring to talk about, but I mean, that's just kind of where I am right now with the game. It's like, again, I played like a few hours of it, and yeah, you contrast that with Call of Duty again, which is just like, oh, that game just whatever detected what the fuck it was gonna detect from my computer, and then like, oh, here you go, and it just works. So, like, it just fucking, it's perfect, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's where I am. I wish I can consider my fucking Soulsian journey through the stars. The game seems pretty cool, but it's just like all the, like, the fucking stuttering and shit's like distracting. Like, I'm sure this shit I can tweak to make it run better, but yeah, there's not much to talk about until I get the dark forces of poor optimization under control there. So yeah, hopefully I'll have more tales from Jabba's Cantina next week, but yeah, I've had the fucking, been running the game for maybe like 3 hours, and like two of those have been in the fucking like menus of like, oh, I'll try this. All right, go a little bit further in the fucking game. I was like, yeah, it's still kind of fucked up, and fucking start and go back to fucking settings and fucking with it, fiddling, tweaking, jerking, playing with my lightsaber. So yeah, if you want to watch that exciting tech test, go to www.gruntfreepress.com, and I promise you it'll be fucking maddening. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I know there's not much to discuss this week, really, so you just, you know, tell me what your plans are for Thanksgiving, maybe, you know, you're traveling, staying home, putting your head in the oven. That's fucking what we'll do. That's the topic of the week. Yeah, I'm absolute deicide, and that's really another week of my life that I'll never get back. It's gone now.